Previously on 253 Matilda.
Commander, she says her name is Farah Taljon.
Whoever she's working for, it seems they've thought of everything to hide their origin.
Who are you?
Commander Peters, at your service.
The Commander Peters? I was investigating a temporal anomaly, probably some sort of wormhole, and apparently it transported me back in time more than a century.
Pretending to be insane isn't going to work. We'd better inform out of control right away.
We're very concerned about what this spy may mean. If some power is trying to change your little world status away from neutrality, it could be the tiny spark that sets off the whole conflagration. We're calling you home. Escort the spy to Earth for further interrogation.
Excuse me?
It's not your decision, Commander Peters.
You've probably cost me my command here. Hope you're happy.
What? But you can't... I mean, you have a long future here.
Well, let's go. You're coming with me back to Earth. There's people there with a lot more questions for you. Express Shuttle Enterprise requesting landing instructions.
Enterprise, proceed to Kulasekarapatnam Spaceport to Milnadu, India. Now, please be aware that upon arrival, you'll all be held in isolation for biological decontamination and examination.
Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse.
And now.
Do you really have to put me through all this?
You've made unbelievable claims. A complete battery of test battles that to falsify more of your claims conclusively.
How?
The muscle test will show if you've been living in low gravity your whole life as you claim.
I didn't claim that. I said I'd been living on 253 Matilda. Our acceleration gave us near-Earth gravity for the past 15 years.
That's a very convenient. Hold still while my daily presence robot extracts a blood sample.
Ow! What's this for?
You won't tell us where you really came from, so we have to examine you for all manner of biological contagion. Okay, that's enough blood.
Hey, Dr. Disembodied Voice, whoever you are, suppose for a moment that I do come from the future.
All right, just for a brief moment.
What test could you run that would prove it?
That's an interesting question. I suppose someone from the future would have a distinct microbiota, with bacteria immune to some of our current antibiotics. And they might have some viral DNA. That's a more advanced mutation of a known virus.
I don't think you have artificial wombs yet, do you?
Of course not.
Maybe you can find evidence that I was grown in one. Oh yeah, and my DNA had some bits modified and removed to better my health odds. You must not do that yet either.
We do in a limited way in some cases, but it should be easy to recognize a more advanced technique from the future.
Can you please humor me and run those tests?
I'd be happy to, but it means more scans and tissue samples for you.
That's okay. How much longer will I be in medical isolation?
You are being released from quarantine into interrogation tomorrow if all goes well. When you meet Blackburn, you'll wish I'd kept you in quarantine.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. The year is 2107. Fully equipped with engines and crew and launched last year, the asteroid 253 Matilda is still in the main asteroid belt, accelerating outward at a millimeter per second per second. Episode 25, Earth's Past.
Who's there?
We have orders to move you.
Is this a release, or am I going to interrogation? Where are we going?
Someone wants to talk to you.
Thank you, guards. You can go. I'll take it from here.
Call us when you're done with her.
Will do. You'll want to find a stretcher. She's not going to be walking out.
What are you planning to do to me?
Take a seat. That one, yes. So you're the notorious spacefaring spy. Somehow, I expected more. But I suppose a good spy never looks like what we'd imagine a spy to look like, hmm?
What kind of spy would knock on an airlock door with a story as bizarre as mine? You people never listen to me.
This is your last chance to tell me who you really are, where you're really from, and who you're really working for.
If I knew enough about this time period, I'd make up a spy story for you. But I can only tell you the truth. I'm Farrah Tojo. I'm from 253 Matilda, in your future, where I'm the chief mechanic.
So be it. This is your choice.
What's in that syringe?
Hold out your arm, and you'll find out.
If I don't?
Then you'll find out much more painfully. Relax. It will happen quick.
What will?
You'll see. You're feeling sleepy?
Yes.
Good. Listen to my voice. You can hear only my voice.
I can only hear your voice.
Your mind is at peace, floating in a void. There's nothing in the world except for you and me. How do you feel?
At peace.
Tojo. Farrah. Do you know me?
No, I don't know you.
You do know me, Farrah. I'm a friend. Remember, I'm your best friend. Repeat that to me.
You're my best friend.
Can you remember my name, Farrah? The name of your best friend?
Marissa Flint. You're Marissa Flint.
That's right. I'm Marissa Flint. Do you remember where we first met, Farrah?
Think back to that day.
When was it?
And where were we?
We've been around each other my whole life. It's a small community.
But was there a particular day when you felt we became real friends?
Maybe that day your sister suggested I fill in for her playing hoverball with you.
Hoverball? How long ago was that?
Almost 20 years ago. You've been great. At first, I thought our friendship might be a little awkward with you being so much older than me, but it's never bothered us.
You're back there now, living that moment. Where are we?
The hoverball court.
In what city?
There's only one city in our world.
What's that city called?
It doesn't have a name.
All cities have names.
Not ours. Sometimes we call it the base.
You're fighting me, Farrah.
You're trying not to remember. I'm your friend.
I'm Marissa.
There's nothing to hide from me. I know all about the city.
I just want to hear you say it.
It's the only settlement on 253 Matilda.
What are you doing on 253 Matilda?
It's our home.
We're in the year 2087. Playing this game called Hoverball. The Centaurians haven't reached Earth yet. 253 Matilda is an uninhabited ball of rock no human has set foot on. The start of base construction is years away.
You're mistaken, Marissa. It's 2220. Maybe 2221. We just left the Tau Ceti system.
I'm not Marissa. I'm your superior officer. You're used to reporting to me. You obey me instinctively. Do you recall who I am?
Yes, Mayor.
I'm ordering you to repeat back to me what the object of your mission on 253 Matilda was.
Our mission was to explore the galaxy, launch deceleration ships to selected habitable planets, learn as much as possible from their transmissions.
That's your cover story. To make them think you're a harmless lunatic.
But there's nobody but us two here.
Tell me your real mission.
I don't understand.
You're in an airlock on 253 Matilda. You don't have a spacesuit. The inner door is clear, and you can see me on the other side of it. The airlock begins to cycle.
Help! Mayor, help! Mayor, help! Get me out of here!
I can't do that until you tell me the truth. You're gasping for air.
You have seconds to live.
Tell me who you really are, and where you really come from. And I'll save you.
I'm Chief Mac Faratojo. I was born on 253 Matilda. Help me, Mayor.
You're back in the void, floating. You can feel every nerve ending on your skin distinctively. And now you feel the heat from a great fire somewhere below you. Will you admit that you've been lying to me?
Everything I've told you has been the truth.
You're a remarkable agent, Tojo. Your mental defenses are formidable. But nobody can hold out forever.
I'm not an agent.
I'm holding you safely above the flames. If you don't admit that you've been lying to me, I'll drop you. You'll be in excruciating, unending torment. I gave strict orders that I was not to be interrupted.
I'm sorry, but I have important information from the medical test on your subject. That should change how you view it.
Tojo, clear your mind. You will enter a deep sleep now. We'll discuss things further when you've recovered.
She's waking up. The drug should be out of her system by now.
What's going on? Is this real?
Hello, Miss Tojo. I'm Martha Blackburn from UNSA Security. I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot.
By which you mean you drugged and tortured me?
Yes, well, peace is fragile right now. Sometimes people like me have to take extreme measures to preserve it. But we've decided you were telling the truth, and I'd like us to be friends now.
You'll have to drug me again to make me think of you as a friend. But what changed your mind?
The good doctor here.
I finished processing the medical samples. Your viral mutations, your antibiotic resistance, your lack of a belly button, your immunological profile, your bone development. Maybe some of that could be faked, but not all. Everything points to your development in low gravity. In an artificial womb, and your exposure to bacteria and viruses that don't exist yet, and a level DNA editing beyond ours.
I wish you'd gotten that work done an hour sooner.
Sorry.
So where do we go from here?
We'll find you a more comfortable room. Is there anything else you'd like?
How about a scientific advisor who might know something about temporal wormholes to help me get back?
I'll ask the University of Tirunelveli to send someone over.
And you know, it's my negative 90th birthday tomorrow. That's always a big one.
I'm sure we can get a cake delivered.
Come in.
Faratojo?
That's me.
I'm Dr. Devi Ramachandran. I've been told a rather bizarre story about you.
I really don't feel like another round of convincing people.
Don't worry. I've been told my role is to accept your story at face value and work with you.
You're the one they sent from the university?
That's right. But before we get started, this is for you.
A book? Looks old.
I was told it's your birthday, so I got you something that felt appropriate for your situation.
Gravitation by Charles Misner, Kip Thorne, and John Wheeler.
An original 1973 edition. Einstein and Rosen proposed wormholes in 1935, but Gravitation was the seminal 20th century book on the subject.
Something in here can get me home?
Maybe a model I've built on the shoulders of such giants can help. We'll see. I've published several papers on wormhole theory, so I'm pretty excited to meet the only person ever to discover one and walk through it, which is perplexing since I thought your body would be spaghettified by the intense forces at work.
I'm glad you were wrong about that part.
If the rest of my theories are correct, the other end, the future, is determining the movement. 253 Matilda's future shields seem to have ensnared it somehow, and that caused it to also attach to the same asteroid here in 2107. But at some point, it may have come free in the future, and that may move it in our time, or out of our time entirely.
I appreciate that you've come well informed, and I don't have to repeat myself. But supposing I could find where this end of the wormhole has moved to, could I get back through? I tried twice already. Maybe it already moved.
I think it's a directional phenomenon. There's an entrance and an exit. You can't enter through the exit.
So there's no point in looking for the exit.
What you need to do is flip it.
Flipping a wormhole across hundreds of years. Actually, hundreds of thousands, Earth time. It sounds like one of those theoretical problems in science that might require harvesting a few Jupiter-mass planets for energy.
No, not really. A wormhole is an incredibly unstable phenomenon, and it only has two modes, so even the slightest nudge could do it. And 2 years or 2 lakh should be equal energy.
What kind of nudge?
Something that influences the local space-time quantum field. Actually, that can save you the trouble of finding the wormhole too, because it should attract any in the area the same way it did for you in the future.
Then what we're looking for is probably something that 253 Matilda's shields did. I mean, will do. Could it be the harmonic graviton condensation oscillator?
You have to explain to me what that is and what it does exactly.
Public relations?
Essentially. We feel that's the best way you can serve the mission at the moment. Except for deserters, you're the only person on this planet who knows what it's like up there, and we hope that you can bring a more positive spin.
I'm not feeling very positive.
It's sort of like an electric charge. You attract it with the opposite spin.
If it works and I bring the wormhole to 253 Matilda and go through it there, do you think that means I'll come out on 253 Matilda in the year I left? Or could I end up in some other place or time?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm amazed that we've come up with a theory that might make the wormhole jump to your location and flip the entry end to you. That's already going pretty far out on a limb. I can't go any further out to promise where it'll take you. Your origin might be a privilege point in the continuum, or it might not.
If it takes me into deep space or a star, that'll be a pretty big problem.
The fact that it was on the surface of Matilda, even the same spot on the surface, in 2 time periods. I guess that suggests it has an inherent preference for both ends being in the same physical location. But I don't know if I'd want to bet your life on it, and we don't have any data to suggest what year you come out in.
Well, we've made pretty good progress.
No sure things, but a lot better than I expected.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
When people ask you, tell them we haven't made any progress.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure they don't want me leaving. They wouldn't have sent you to me if they'd imagined there was any chance you could get me home.
Okay, I understand.
The notion that the two of us could invent new physics to explain the inexplicable in a matter of days and then apply that to return me to the future? I guess it is rather ludicrous when I think about it. No wonder they weren't worried. But I hope we've got something. I'd better answer that.
Miss Tujo, I've been asked to escort you to the controller's office.
Welcome, Miss Tojo.
Call me Chief.
That feels odd, but as you wish. How are you liking your new accommodations, Chief?
They're a big improvement, but a cage is still a cage.
Well, you are free to go, but you would find life on the streets of Kulasikara Patnam a bit rough with no identification, not a single rupee in your pocket. We would like to help by offering you a job.
Doing what?
Something you're perfectly suited for. Designing and building technology. Tinkering. Inventing.
I see. You mean you want me to make you things from your future?
If you must put it that way.
I don't want to destroy my own past.
But you're here, Chief Tojo. This is your present now. So, why not help make it better? You'll be very well compensated. Excuse me, just a moment. Tell Peters he damn well better get used to it, and if he doesn't show up to the conference, the coverage is going to take a decidedly unpleasant turn against him. I am with someone right now. Please do not interrupt again. Sorry about that.
Was that about Commander Peters?
Former Commander Peters.
It's absolutely essential that you send Commander Peters back to 253 Matilda.
Why?
Because that's the way it happened.
Do you recall reading about him being recalled to Earth briefly in the second year of the mission?
No, I doubt that happened. Though I probably wouldn't remember such a small detail.
Then your history has already changed because of your presence, and it's time for you to start living in your new reality.
Maybe, but the bigger the change you make, the more far-reaching the consequences. Conceivably, replacing the commander could lead to a chain of events that causes me not to be born, or not to end up coming through the anomaly.
And what would that mean for us?
We could be caught in a temporal paradox.
You're saying if we replace Commander Peters, we may destroy the entire universe?
That's right. I mean, it's not a certainty. None of us knows what happens in a temporal paradox. But do you really want to be responsible for the destruction of the universe?
Well, I could consider rescinding his transfer if you can do something for us in return.
What's that?
You would agree that changes to life on Earth are fairly irrelevant to what happens on 253 Matilda, right? Especially if we choose not to share any advancements with them without your approval.
I suppose.
Then, helping Earth develop future technology and avoid any historic disasters you may remember wouldn't cause a universe-destroying paradox, would it?
I guess probably not.
Then you'll take the job.
You're literally trying to blackmail me into doing something I know is wrong by threatening the destruction of the universe if I won't.
You make me sound like quite the sinister supervillain, but I'm just a bureaucrat, trying to save lives, solve our world's problems. You know, this city, like a lot of others, is only escaping the rising ocean with an increasingly complex system of seawalls. And you know secrets from the 23rd century that might save it.
Why don't you ask the Centaurians? They probably know more advanced tech than I do.
This year's a savagistic contrast. The ones still on Earth didn't even agree with helping build Matilda.
You're a human being. You know better. Maybe you don't know how to solve the sea level or other problems directly, but what you do know can set off a whole chain of new innovations that could make our planet a much better place.
Or start a world war.
That is a cheap cop-out. And you know it. And there's bound to be something that you know that would save lives.
You think you can live with yourself, knowing that, say, thousands of people will die in a flood you could have warned them about, because you read about it as a kid?
What if you become good friends with one of those people first? What if you marry someone, and then realize he's supposed to die?
I'm glad history wasn't my best subject.
I'll make this simpler for you. We're letting the world know about you. Everyone is going to know you're the woman from the future. And good luck explaining to everybody you meet for the rest of your life why you refuse to help them lead easier lives.
Come in.
You asked to see me?
Yes. Thank you for coming, Commander Peters. How are things going for you?
I'm exiled to Earth to live out my days working in public relations.
We can't let that happen.
I don't see that there's a choice.
There's always a choice.
Then tell me, what can I do?
We're getting out of here and we're not waiting for permission.
Are you expecting someone?
Our help.
Aratojo?
Come in, Ambassador.
Call me 8.
How's a Centaurian supposed to help us? And why?
We have common goals.
Such as?
We want the timeline protected, and we don't want advanced technology falling into the hands of a planet not ready for it. We concluded the best solution to both issues is to help you.
They've got stun weapons that'll get through metal detectors. They got the knowledge. They can help us get where we need to go.
We can also forge identification papers for you.
And they can help me make the device I need to get back to my time.
Even if we stole a rocket somehow, we can't do the jobs of 100 people to prepare a launch. And your average rocket can't reach Matilda anyway.
But they're going to be sending up your replacement.
Yes, Commander Patel launches on Thursday.
Then all we have to do is replace your replacement without anyone realizing until it's too late.
We have a voice-changing device which will allow you to impersonate Commander Patel over radio.
There'll be replacements for the deserters going up too.
Did you not hear the part about stun weapons?
But even if it all works, even if I get back to Matilda, Earth isn't going to leave me in command there.
We will use diplomatic pressure to encourage them to accept you. But ultimately, what can they do about it anyway?
8 is right. It's time for Matilda to start acting as its own world, making its own decisions. I believe the people there want you back, and Earth Control will have to deal with the facts on the ground.
So far, we've illegally entered a United Nations Space Agency facility with forged identities, we've stunned 3 guards, we're currently trespassing our way up the launch tower, are you ready to add a hijacking to the charges?
If they sentence me to 130 years for it, that's one way to get back to my own time.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing. We've been pretty lucky so far.
Just follow my lead.
During the fuel load, it's dangerous.
Wait, aren't you Commander Peters? And you! A time traveler from the news today!
The fate of the universe depends on Commander Peters making this flight instead of Commander Patel. We're here to prevent a time paradox.
What's that thing you are holding?
A weapon. Don't make me use it on you.
A hijacking?
I know it seems pretty extreme, but who am I to argue with a destiny that's already written for me? Things have to happen the way Tojo knows they did, or she might not end up time-traveling again in 130 years, which could get us caught in a loop.
What if the multiverse theory of time...
Are you willing to bet the future of every sentient being in the universe on the multiverse theory of time being the correct one?
I suppose not. But I don't want to participate in the hijacking either.
That's okay. We can stun you. There. Absolved you both of all responsibility.
That just leaves Commander Patel, right?
She'll be in the cockpit. Let's go.
This is it.
What? How?
Headset off. Hands up. Don't say another word until it's off, or I'll shoot.
The Time Traveler and Commander Peters? Is this a hijacking?
You've been dead to me for a century, so don't try anything.
What's this about?
I'm sorry, Patel, nothing personal, but to keep the timeline intact, we can't let you replace me.
I'm taking you back into the launch tower. You'd better stay there if you don't want to be burnt to a crisp when we launch. Okay, let's move slowly now, toward the hatch.
Time to see if the Centaurian voice changer gadget works. I just have to put it over the microphone.
Commander Patel, where have you been?
Sorry, I had to take a restroom break. Let's continue with the countdown.
T-minus 5 minutes. How's the readout?
Everything's nominal. First stage fuel load nearly complete.
T-minus 1 minute. Drawing back the traction confirmed.
Vehicle is in startup.
Thank you, Commander Patel. Countdown control has transferred to your vehicle's computer. Good luck out there.
Then I may as well end this little charade.
Vehicle?
Things are going to change when I get back. I look forward to our future conversations taking on a new dynamic.
There must be something we can do to balance it.
Thanks for the ride, Commander. You're going to do a great job here and leave a proud legacy.
I hope you're right. Before you go, did you know you left your book in the shuttle?
I know. Somebody on Earth gave it to me as a gift, but I think it should stay in its own time. So, you should keep it.
Okay, I'm heading inside. Are you far enough from the base and ready to open your wormhole?
I'm initiating the pulse now. How does my voice sound to you now?
Very distorted and slow.
Great! Yours sounds sped up. That's how it was when I went through the first time, so it's a good sign it worked.
Good luck, Sarah. I'll see you again if I live to be 120-something.
At least you'll have the book to remember me by. Okay, here goes. I'm walking in. Hello, 253 Matilda. This is Chief Tojo speaking. Please tell me you can hear me.
Who did you say you are?
Farrah Tojo. I'm back.
Nice voice clone, Robert, but it's not funny. She was a real person. My grandmother was her friend. Her loss was a tragedy. Get back to work on that sanitation system.
Hello? Hello! The sky. It's so empty.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 25, Earth's Past. Created, written, produced and directed by Paul Neerham. Music was by Matt Crawley. Chief Tojo is Gwyneth Knight. The interrogator was Steph Canapa. The controller is Mel Crushmore. Professor Devi Ramachandran was Gwendolyn Lim. Commander Peters is Brian Hunt. The telepresence doctor was Shiro Sakura, VA. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Mayor Hu was Patrick McCook. The replacement crew included Corey V.A. Commander Patel was Sweena Mangal. Mayor Emiko Silva is Audrey J. Williams. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.